This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Listen on 94.1 on your radio in the free Odyssey app, or you can watch us on YouTube streaming live every single day.
Of course, the YouTube chat. Oh, I got him, Ike!
Yeah, there it is.
Yep.
Yes, I'm not.
Makes a lot of sense.
I will continue to thank the chatters for being there and remind you I will never see any of your chats.
Yeah.
I do. I have
a
to.
A lot of the chatters are concerned if anyone's looking at the chat.
Oh, yeah. Well, you are.
I'm looking.
Yeah,
I'm looking.
Jack is.
Well, I look.
I'm terrified to look. Yeah. I can't. I can't.
Eh, whatever. It's all fake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the more and more you see of it,
it's true.
You know, true. You're like, well, if the
it
people,
becomes real,
yeah,
the more and
the
more
people
you
on
see
Instagram
it.
Tell me I suck, and the people on Twitter tell me I suck, and the YouTube chat is like, what? And I have to remind myself every once in a while that we are on YouTube.
Yeah, I still forget.
Like, I don't think I've done anything that I would regret. Streaming live on video, but it is a big change.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, they give you a lot of credit for you're the only host that looks right at the camera.
Well, because it's right
well,
in
yeah.
my eye. Yeah.
I was going to say, yes, it is right in his face.
Hey, I'm just telling you what the people say.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, YouTuber.
That's right.
Yeah.
I got to look at you to look at the camera, but then I'm talking to Spike over here.
Right.
Right.
Right. They give me, and my camera, I wonder if it'll do it. My camera moves automatically with me, I think.
It does.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, it didn't do it.
They gave you the high-priced one.
Well, yeah, they tried to use it once before, and it didn't work.
Yeah, so. I think Morgenstern almost caught one of my these things. But,
oh, hanging yourself?
Yeah, but he got the camera off quickly.
Sometimes when Jack doesn't like the call, he will visually... Let us know that he doesn't like the call, either by hanging himself with the phone cord, shooting the phone with an imaginary gun. Let's talk a little Phils before we get back to Convince
it's
Me Wednesday.
For the High Hopes, Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
Hey, coming in hot. Yep. Coming in hot. So the live
High Hopes, Jackie Baseball Report, I don't know if you saw this, it's sponsored. It's brought to you by ringthebellbook.com.
Yeah, ringthebellbook.com.
There
listen,
it is.
I wrote a book. You know, you may think, wow, what an idiot. But...
Yep.
It's a pretty good book.
Yeah, buy it just to find Jack's errors.
Yeah. I don't care.
Yep.
You're spending the money anyway.
Yep.
They're just two struggling fathers trying to make it.
All right.
So, the lineup is out, Spike.
Oh.
Lefty on the mound tonight, Kyle Freeland.
Oh, you know what that means.
In his opening outing, he went six innings, shutout baseball, struck out seven.
Okay.
Traditionally, he's not very good.
What's the lineup, though?
Yeah,
come on. Lefty on the mound.
So the lineup is Trey Turner at leadoff.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so Trey's back. Trey's playing shortstop. Trey Harper, Boomer, Schwarber, Castellanos. Look at that.
Oh.
They put Casty above JT.
Yeah.
Just like we asked for.
Yeah.
WIP Afternoon Show, keeping everyone accountable.
Good to see Rob use his eyes.
Yep.
Max Kepler in the seventh spot. Edmundo starting at second base tonight, so keep a hot bat in the lineup against the lefty. Stoddard out
like
of the lineup.
I like it.
And Johan Rojas in center field over Brandon Marsh.
Yeah. You got to get Johan some.
He's got to play some.
Yeah, he's got to play some.
Get some swings in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were chasing the Johan, finding a place for Sosa. I feel like the whole first half of last year. I think it start when Trey got injured?
Well, because he had that 6-week tear.
Yep.
And then he kind of cooled off because they kept trying to find a way to get him in the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And then towards the end of the year, that's when they went back to it was like almost a platoon between him and Stott because Stott was obviously really struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, interesting.
Yep.
Interesting.
Sosa's a good player to have.
Yes. I think he's the best utility guy the Phils have ever had. Like, I know that Dobbs is great in 08, but that was more pinch hitty. you know, Bruntlett was good, but I think Sosa brings more to the plate.
Yeah. Greg Gross.
That's an old school one.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm always a Tomas Perez guy.
There you go.
Tomas.
Dude, yeah. The king of the pie after the game. I love Tomas Perez.
I'm trying to think who would have been that guy on the 93 Phillies.
Well, because they had so many platoons, it was hard to really have one.
Yep.
Traditional guy.
Yeah.
But
I don't think they did.
Sosa's just a player that a good team has.
Yep. Absolutely.
So, I think it's interesting. There's been some big extensions around baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson Merrill this morning, 9 years, 135.
Whoa.
A little surprising. He's a star. Like, you know, goes to 10 years over 200, but that's a pretty low deal.
Yeah, Crochet's was only, 130 over 6 years, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And then Christian Campbell, the Red Sox young player, he got extended like an hour ago. And I don't want him to take him out of the Vlad Guerrero thing, but I just think Schwarber is so important to this team. And I think you saw that. Don't give me the eye rolls. You're on YouTube.
But he can't go anywhere.
He's not going anywhere.
Well, he's the last year of a deal.
Okay, so then sign him.
Yeah, I want them to extend him.
Mm-hmm.
Extend Kyle Schwarber. JT, I'm fine letting play out the year. But I think Schwarber's, first off, he's off to a great start. Now, I know you could say, well, that's going to hurt the motivation because in a contract year, you wanted to play great.
Yeah.
I just want to lock him up. Like, I don't even want to deal with the idea of him hitting free agency.
No, you don't want to deal with the idea that if something goes south, he's gone.
You mean like if he gets injured
or... Because at least if the extension is already done, you know he's here regardless. But the only thing that, like, if Schwarber plays, he's getting the extension at the end of the year.
Well, but unless he goes to free agency and someone wants to pay him there.
That's what I'm saying. I think the Phillies want Schwarber. It's just a number they need to agree on.
Well,
would you think it's the number or the years?
For him, it's probably the years.
Yeah, he probably wants four and they want to give him three.
Right? He's on 18 a year.
Yeah.
And maybe they're more on the 20 and he thinks he's maybe closer to 25.
Well, you mentioned
give him 25 3 years.
You mentioned Vlad Guerrero. I don't know. The last thing I read on Vlad Guerrero made me less optimistic that he's going to be a free agent. Like,
the Blue Jays and him seem like they're getting a little bit closer.
Yeah, and he seems like he wants to be there, and the general manager seems pretty confident. And he said he wasn't going to negotiate after spring training began, and they're clearly still negotiating.
Yeah.
So maybe they're waiting. Maybe they're waiting to see if he signs.
Schwarber or
Guerrero.
Yeah.
Maybe the Phillies don't want to commit any money if they want to keep the powder dry in case Guerrero's a free agent.
Back to the powder, huh?
Well, you got to keep the powder dry.
The sentiment is there with you, Jack. I want Schwarber back no matter what, whether they go get Vlad or not.
Like, yeah. I think he's really important. I mean, obviously the home run was great, but I like that he crossed home plate. The first guy pointed out was Edmundo. I just little things that Schwarber,
listen,
I think, brings.
We are in an era, and I know money talks, so I'm not going to act like I'm dumb, like if money is what keeps these guys here. But there was a time when you couldn't get guys to come here. Guys couldn't wait to leave here.
Sure.
The guy wants to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a damn good baseball player.
Yeah.
He's a damn good player. So I don't see how they don't eventually find a way to work out a
number. I'm not really stressed about him leaving.
Yeah.
I just want them to make it – I want them to lock in a little bit.
Yeah.
On Schwarber.
Here's where I would agree with you. If it was bothering him somehow, then I'd be like, put his mind at ease.
Yeah.
But it seems like he's handling it.
He's had a pretty good start to the
year. Yeah, it seems like he's handling it pretty good.
Also, from a negotiation standpoint, he has to look at this as this is going to be his last big contract,
mm-hmm.
you know, because he'll be 35 mm-hmm. or whatever at mm-hmm. the end of it. So, you know, maybe his number's a little too high. I don't know. We don't know what the negotiation is.
To Spike's point, though, Schwarber, if that's the case, Schwarber may feel like he wants to play out this year so that there is no question about the number that he wants. Because he puts up another 38, 40 home runs.
Yeah.
You need to give him what he's asking for.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Braves are 0-5, another loss last night.
0-6. Yeah.
0-6. Yeah. 0-6. Another 0-6. Loss for the Atlanta Braves. So not going well. And Ronaldo Lopez looks like he might be out for a couple months at the least. So I thought last year was a season from hell for the Braves with all their injuries, but they're right back to it. Profar and Ronaldo Lopez. ESPN released the top 100 players in baseball this year.
Oh.
Dodgers had 9.
In the top 100.
That's it?
Feels like they should have maybe some more.
All right.
That's it?
Can we guess how many the Phils have?
Sure.
Okay.
So, top 100.
Okay, so Wheeler's in there.
Wheeler.
Bryce is in there. Trey is in there.
Yeah, top 100 for sure. Schwarber's in there.
Schwarber's got to be in there. Chris Sanchez is probably got to be in there.
He's in there, yeah.
Oh, but throw Knowles in there, too.
So that's five.
Knowles is in
Knowles
there.
Yeah, Knowles is definitely in there.
I don't know that anybody else. Castellanos wouldn't be in the top 100.
You need one more.
Bomer.
No.
One more. Oh, did they put JT in there?
They put JT in there. 89.
Okay.
89. So the Phillies were tied with the Braves and Yankees for second most players in the top 100. They had seven.
Okay.
Wheeler was at 9.
Wow.
Harper was at 11.
Okay.
Trey was at 29. Nola, 45. Sanchez, all the way down to 79 after Knowles. And Schwarber, 81. Real Muto, 89.
Well, Sanchez just needs a better resume.
Yeah, he's still underrated all throughout baseball.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. And then final thing here, I thought this was interesting. You know, we've been talking about a lot of the changes to the team this year, taking it more seriously. You know, one of the aspects, I guess, is the daycare, and if it's done, Bryson Stott talked about that before the game the other day.
So on the broadcast, you mentioned the daycare. The daycare officially graduated? Is this it?
I don't know. No more waters, but... We'll be out there for the walk-offs and cool games, but I think we're going to put that on the shelf for a little bit.
Whose call was that, to put the daycare on the shelf?
Me and Marsh were kind of just like, should we do it, should we not do it? And then we didn't do it the first day, so I was like, I guess we're not doing it. So we weren't told by anyone else to not do it, but I guess we'll try something new this year and see how that goes.
He sounds bummed. To be honest with you, it sounds like he wants to do it. But yeah, look, everybody grow up a little bit, right? I mean, you can't be the daycare when you're
almost 30.
When you're almost 30, right, Jack?
Get over the top. Well, what does that mean?
I'm just saying.
Do you think I'm out of daycare WIP?
Well, you kind of are. At one point, you were.
I'm in the transition period.
Oh, right.
And let's be honest. Do we really need to see gum and seeds and water thrown on the players?
No.
Well, the thing is, it's like, dude, when you win a regular game 8-1, we don't need to do all the shenanigans. When you win a walk-off.
A walk-off, sure.
Yeah.
Who's in the WIP daycare?
Let's see. Morgenstein.
Yes.
Buzz.
Well, see, keeping Buzz in the daycare?
Well, Buzz is pushing 30, right?
He's 26.
Okay, all right.
25, 26.
Yeah, Buzz is daycare.
Me and Fran are the same age, which feels ridiculous.
Well, then Fran can't be in daycare.
But he kind of still acts like a
daycare. Yeah.
Like, yeah, he feels like a daycare guy.
He better be careful. He's going to be like Stubbs. Oh.
Well, what's AAA here?
Yeah, I don't know. What is it?
Yeah. Overnight.
Anybody else there? Oh, Deep Voice.
Luke. Deep Voice Luke. Luke. Justin DeRozio, maybe.
Yep.
DeRozio's in there.
Yeah. Lou.
Lou.
Louis. Yeah, Lou's daycare. Yeah.
Caleb. Got Caleb here last night.
Caleb. Do I know Caleb?
Caleb Flieger? He looks like me.
I heard you bring him up. I didn't even see him.
He looks like me, but in better shape. He played Division III basketball, so he sucks compared to me, but...
Hold on, that's not the one we work with on the pregame show.
Yeah, him.
Oh, yeah, I know Caleb.
Yeah.
Then I know him. I just
always call him Lil Fritz. I always call him Fritz Jr.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, he looks like Fritz?
Oh, yeah, he does look like Jack.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Especially
at first glance.
Yeah, like I think me and TK are stuck between the old guard and not the daycare. Like, we're the Bowman Stott.
Well, TK's been here longer than I've here.
Time, man.
I know. His age is.
Yeah.
Well, TK was here when I was here.
Yeah. Well, I'm just trying to find a way to. Like, me, Porter.
Now, Porter was old. Daycare, but he's not,
he's
daycare,
not daycare anymore.
Anymore.
You're not daycare anymore. All these guys were here before you.
You can't be daycare
not
with kids.
I am.
You want to be, though.
You guys are attacking me. I'm on your side.
Last question.
Ringthebellbook.com.
Is Elliot in the WIP daycare?
Yeah, and
he
Seltzer?
Wants to be in the daycare.
The twirl?
Yes.
Yeah. Elliot and Seltzer, where are they at?
Seltzer wants to be in the daycare. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Are you convinced the Eagles are going to be as good as they were last year this year? 52% say no on Convince Me Wednesday.
I didn't convince anybody.
No. But no one's convinced me either. So, so there hasn't been a time.
I would love to know what it would take to convince you.
Well, I just think it's on paper, it's clear they're not as good next year. It's clear. It was already clear.
It's pretty obvious.
And then the tush push thing happening, it's just like another thing. Death by 1,000 cuts. 215-592-9494. John and Conshohocken, you're on WIP. What's up, John?
Johnny.
Hey, what's up, fellas? What's up? Hey, go back real quick to Any Given Sunday. I got a funny story. I met one of the guys who was like an extra in the movie, but he played on the team. And I met him because I was I was in an Uber, and I'm talking, hey, what do you do? He's like, well, sometimes I act. You know, I was in this one movie, Any Given Sunday.
Ah.
I'm like, what?
Oh, so he was a player on the Sharks.
Oh, he was one of the players.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
He was a non-athlete player, like an extra.
Right.
He had one or two lines. So I was like, well, oh, wow, who were you? He's like, well, he's like, you might have seen me in the scene in the shower. I was like, what?
Oh, wow.
You guys remember?
Oh, he was one of the guys.
Well, yeah, listen. Do you remember the scene is LT is like messing with the players in the shower?
Yeah.
He has like a baby alligator.
Yes. Yes.
And like throws. So the guy was in that scene.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
And he was driving your Uber. That's funny. Did he live here? Was an Uber here or was he an LA guy?
No, it was Philly.
Wow. How about it?
Yeah, he played the, if I have it right, he played the kicker on the team.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow, really?
And he's like, I'll tell you what, man. He's like, those showers are cold. It was a hard day.
Ah.
Hard day. That hammer is real.
Yeah.
Real.
We've all used that excuse, buddy. We've all used that excuse.
Yeah.
All right.
So in terms of the tush push, I mean, it's funny. I think I talked to you guys 3 years ago. At the end of the first season, they started using it all the time.
Yeah.
I remember that call.
Get banned, you know. Are we really going to call this tush push? Can we come up with a better name that doesn't have the word tush in it? Like, what's going on?
Well, people tried brotherly shove.
They tried brotherly shove. It didn't catch on.
Nah, tush push. Everybody likes tush push better.
Yeah, I was a fan of the brotherly shove terminology of it. It just didn't stick. But anyway, so the question becomes for you, Spike, if you look at situations like this, Tom Brady, Deflategate, mm-hmm. Bill Belichick, Spygate,
mm-hmm.
These guys, Ike's right, Jack's right. They just come back like angrier and hungrier and even more motivated. So if we get some of that effect, which I believe we will with Jalen, you know, he's not that far away, I think, mentally from Brady where he's still
he is, like
in.
Michael Jordan.
Yeah, this is what he does. This
what
is
he does. You guys are going to make me throw up.
Yeah, I know. It is sickening.
Well, yeah. Listen, you just named the best quarterback of all time, the best basketball player of all time. Can we relax?
Listen.
Yeah.
Brady wasn't. Well, everyone said he was a cheater when we found out he was deflating footballs on purpose.
Well, he was.
And then he's deleting evidence.
But here's the thing, John. The Brady and Belichick, when they were accused of these things, they did fight back. Like there was not just this. Well we'll be mad next year.
But there's no fighting back if you get caught destroying evidence for something you're not supposed to do.
Right.
Yes.
Well,
this is totally different. It's out in the open. We're doing it. We've been doing it. It's out in the open. So there's no question of legality. The question of the aesthetics versus can you stop it? These types of things are sort of like on the side of the conversation.
Well, the aesthetics thing, real quick, John, the aesthetics thing is ridiculous. As if a regular quarterback sneak is amazing to watch, and it's just that everybody huddles around the television to watch a regular quarterback sneak. But the tush push, everybody's like, no, that doesn't look good. It's like there are plenty of plays in football that don't look good. So
I totally agree. Yeah. Not every play is going to look great or be exciting. And,
right.
And the injury thing, we know, like you call this, like you're like, the guys are lying. Like they're not saying, well, we think maybe there probably could be injury. It's like, no, there's no evidence of that. And unless I have it wrong with the Super Bowl, like nobody ever got hurt on that play. So that is just a lie. They're just saying that to, you know, follow that narrative they want us to believe. And which then kind of goes back to what we're saying overall, I think, because I'm with Ike and Jack on this. It's like, if you guys want to take it away, take it away. Who cares? We're better than the team. It's not who we are. We don't need the tush push. We use it because it gives us a slight competitive edge, just like all these other teams do in sports. And if it's within the, you know, rules of the game, then you're golden.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's not in the rules of the game, you might lose some draft picks when you get caught with it. I
don't want to lose any advantage I have in a league where games are closer than they've ever been. We had a bunch of close games last year, and who knows if the tush push decides one of them or not. You know, it doesn't have to. I hear what you're saying, and I agree that it does. And I said this yesterday. It doesn't take the Eagles from a 14 win to a 12 win team.
Right.
A 12 win, but to say that it can't cost you a game. I don't think that the play has to be in a crucial moment of the game to cost you the game. It could cost you the game in the second quarter, right?
No.
Well, sure could.
No.
It could be a third and one that would normally have led to a touchdown, or fourth and one. You don't get that touchdown, and the game changes completely.
Two more whole quarters to play.
I know, but it could change.
You don't lose games in the first half.
Sometimes you do.
Well, yeah, if you're getting blown out, I guess.
Yeah, I'm just...
You can always play that with every close game, unless it's like the last game of the... Or last play of the game. You know, it's a push type, or fourth and inches.
Yeah!
In goal line. Then that's the play that either determine the winner or the loser.
In that case,
back to the topic real quick.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to talk about a play that you want your team motivated on? It's fourth and inches. So we're good. We're good.
I hate that Convince Me Wednesday has gone to Ike and Jack convinced everybody this isn't a big deal.
Why do you hate that?
Yeah, why do you hate that?
Because it's not what the show was about today, and it's not true. John, next question today in honor of Val Kilmer. Give us a show. The violins were gone for a while. All of a sudden, the violins are back. The Oscar music is back.
I forgot about him.
Yeah. John, in honor of Val Kilmer today, why don't you give us a leading man.
Did anyone say Brad Pitt? Like,
that's
mine.
It's a terrible answer.
That's mine.
Yeah. Did anyone say BG? Are we allowed to name Eagles?
Yes.
Wow.
What?
BG's the leading man?
BG.
All right.
The show's off the rails.
Yeah. BG.
He's a leading man?
He's not a leading man. He's a football player. We're talking about Hollywood stars or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? Leading men. We're not taking athletes, and we're not taking front men of a rock band. That's a front man. An athlete's not a leading man.
Not a leading man.
Come on.
You all right in there?
Well, it's just like Convince Me Wednesday is off the rails. Next question is off the rails. I got to talk to Broads next, who's got an attitude. And I have a bone to pick with Broads, by the way.
Oh, yeah. He's really excited for this one.
Yeah.
Mishkal's been playing well.
Well, yeah. But Broads, I'm not going to say exactly what it is.
Oh.
But Broads did something that Flyers fans are famous for doing.
Yeah.
And it's just, I actually think it is, it's so distasteful.
Oh, God.
It is. I don't like this guy at all, to be quite honest with you. The fact that he has the belt is bothering me. The Broads, the fact that we've given him a segment on
a weekly segment
on the show.
Started.
Well, you mentioned TK. TK doesn't have a weekly segment on the show. Why not?
Thank God.
Well,
who would that be?
What are you miserable about?
Yeah. Yeah, what's grinding my gears with TK? Thursdays at 3:30. All right, 215-592-9494.
Teeks, you know I love you, man. I love you, Teeks.
He just said, it was the natural. You got to say something when something like that happens. It's Convince Me Wednesday. Convince me the Eagles aren't going to be worse next year. And next question today is give us a leading man in honor of Val Kilmer. Flyers in 50 with Rhodes is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.